Driving In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. Oh, my God. Okay, this is the first time we're ever doing this, so we're giving everyone a chance to get situated, figure out audio, figure out video. So everyone just, I know it's like stressful because we crashed the system last time, but we are prepared. So we're just like giving everyone a second, but be patient, have grace, because we're all doing this for the first time. And we're so excited that we even get to do this and like have the opportunity to do a live virtual show, because it's where we're at right now.
Yeah. And honestly, like I'd say about an hour ago, we did like our rehearsal, our tech rehearsal, which clearly went really well. But we did our rehearsal and I couldn't get into the stage. Like I could not get into the stage. And this is coming from like a day where I couldn't hear half of like my mute, like I couldn't hear half of our like our morning show staff this morning. And it's like obviously our Netflix party. And it's just like one thing after another with tech stuff. I'm just constantly like, it's an uphill battle. And I hit like a breaking point and I literally had like the ugly laugh, like the ugly cry, where like once I finally got in, like I couldn't even get words out because I was like hyperventilating so much.
Yeah, she's not lying.
Yeah, so I brought like my face, my ice face mask to try and get like the redness on my face down, and I threw in some eye drops and like here we are.
Here we are. We made it. We're here.
Because it's just like, it's one day, every day it's like a different tech thing that I need to like download or switch to, or like I'm just not technologically savvy. I feel like once the quarantine's lifted, I need to have somebody come and like update all my devices and show me like just how to do it all. Cause I just can't anymore. I don't know if I don't know what.
I think a lot of people relate to that, honestly. I mean, this platform CYA, we attempted to do the Netflix party and it was what some would call a complete struggle. But we loved the idea of being able to do this. And so the fact that CYA has a platform that we can do it on, this is really awesome. And obviously there's going to be difficulties and we're learning too. This is our first time using it. So just be as patient as you can, have a drink, have a beverage, whether it's alcoholic or not, just relax. We're here to have fun. It's going to be a really fun night. We have some very exciting guests and
if you guys are like stressed, like just know that I'm with you. Like I'm fully with you. Fully with you. And people are saying, so they're saying that they can only see the graphic at the top and that we're small at the bottom. The only reason why we're doing it like this is because people that are watching on their phones, if we go split screen on the top, they're just going to see black. So we're just trying to make it as user friendly and as many people that can watch as possible. So yeah, and that's why we're down here.
Yeah. And they're working on a way to get a, like to where they can put us up on the big screen and do a split screen for people watching on their phones and tablets and whatnot. But for now, we want everyone to feel like they're a part of it. So we are keeping it like this. We'll put people up on the screen. Like even if when Tanya's telling a wonderful story, we'll put her up so you can all see her beautiful face.
Oh, it's just beautiful. I do. I feel like we're done with the tech talk. Like I'm over it. I don't want to talk about tech anymore. I do want to show you guys that I have a tattoo of Becca on my hand. I don't know if you can see that.
I have a tattoo of Tanya on my hand.
And I have Becca pin on my heart.
And I have a Tanya on my bosom.
And then I'm wearing my tie-dyed sweatshirt that is actually Red Stars, because he gave it to me because we washed it and it became like a crop top on him. So now it's mine.
There you go.
So I'm feeling so much love right now.
Feeling surrounded by Red Star.
Yeah, and then I have Fekka in the background. It's just like
I have my
not so Stonzy vibes over here.
My Tanya pillow.
Wow.
She's here.
Mark, can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear, and I was frozen for a minute, but now
Mark
I'm back,
for
and this
two
is
seconds,
great.
And now he's vanished.
Oh, no,
oh,
really?
Oh, no.
Oh,
did he
no.
leave for you or just me?
Just you. I hear him, and I see him.
Oh,
hi.
No.
They can see me in the chat, so I'm here
this.
For someone.
All right, so, well.
What do I do, though? Do
I just... I can relay Mark's messages to you.
Well, oh, wait,
Tanya, Tanya has a great story for us that she told me earlier, and I can't wait for her to tell everybody else, because this is one of those only Tanya stories.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you this story. So actually, I just want to give a shout out. Today is the day 6 months ago that I met Red Star.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I don't
happy
know if
anniversary.
Thanks. Yeah. I don't know if he's watching or not, but he's probably not. But
what do you count as your anniversary? Your first date or your first kiss or what is
we've
it?
We've never really celebrated an anniversary, to be honest. So, yeah.
That
know.
Seems weird to me. You seem like an anniversary person. I'm one of those happy 1 month, happy 2 month kind of people.
I know. And so, I mean, technically we didn't become boyfriend, girlfriend till end of January. So I guess like technically speaking, our anniversary wouldn't be till the 30th. But I, for some reason, the date that I met him is so important and like ingrained in my head that I always think of like November 5th. So every time the 5th comes is like when I think about it.
Well, you met him on Hinge, right?
Yeah.
And so I think maybe that or your first date has got to be your anniversary. And you
well,
should
that,
celebrate.
That, no. That's our first date. November 5th was the first
oh,
date
great.
That
then
I met
that's
him.
It. Yeah. That's it. Happy anniversary. Happy 6 months.
It's funny. Anniversaries are funny because like, how do you go to the one where you said like, will you be my girlfriend or boyfriend? Or are
right.
you like, when you met? I don't know.
I don't know.
Happy anniversary, Tanya. Cheers.
Thank you so much. I'm saying it to you guys and I haven't even said it to him. So here we are.
Becca, when is your anniversary with 95P? Is it your first date? Is it your first meeting?
We celebrate when we first met and we also celebrate when we became official and they're
wow.
like a few months apart. I mean, like literally we were, I got a video. It was like 2 months after we met and it was like, I love you, Becca. Happy anniversary. So, I mean, it's not like anything. It's kind of all over the place. We do it multiple because I didn't know.
I know. Mm-hmm. So I actually like wrote him a card and I just didn't give it to him because I'm like,
did you say I love you?
Nope. Still haven't said it.
To him. You said it many times, just not to him.
Is he here?
I don't think so. And I sure hope not. But he did purchase a ticket. I will tell you that much. He did purchase a ticket because he wanted to count towards our count for how many people like bought tickets for the thing.
That's so nice.
I'm going to be watching that scroll on the ride. I'm going to see if I can find Red Star 2020.
Yeah, I'm like pretty positive that he's probably not. So it's all good. But yeah. In his hoodie, wrote him a card. It's up in my bedroom. Haven't given it to him. Don't know if I will.
Maybe just to go in the Dear Future Husband journal.
Maybe.
Just might, because.
I mean, it's like, there's so much to talk about. I have, Tanya brought me her almond
pulp. Oh, yeah!
Pulp. These are her almond pulp crackers.
Oh, excuse me. I have perfected that recipe, okay?
You described them early on as tasting like wood shavings or something like that, so I don't know.
Still smelling them.
I'm so jealous that I gave you so many. Like, I already ate all mine. I wish I kept some for myself.
So Tanya wanted me to wait until we were doing the show to eat them, taste them for the first time. So, oh my God. The texture,
they're crackers.
They're soft.
Oh.
Soft crackers? Oh my God.
Oh, Lord. I feel.
Well,
that is.
If you genuinely can eat that and convince yourself that that tastes good, you have a superpower.
I told you Ren Star ate one and he goes, I could literally be eating your crackers or tree bark and I wouldn't know the difference.
At least tree bark is crunchy. That was like dissolved in my mouth. I'm grossed out right now.
But Tanya, you like those like legitimately, or is this one of those things you tell yourself you like?
No,
when you really
I don't. Legitimately like them. I knew that they were always missing a little something each time. So like every time I added a little something, but I feel like this time, this batch, I really perfected it.
Because you do play mind games with yourself when it comes to food. You're one of those people that's like, oh, I'd much rather have a kale smoothie than pizza, which we know isn't true, but you tell yourself that. So maybe you're doing that here too.
Right. But I feel like, I just feel like I have the leftover almond pulp from my milk anyways, so I want to like use it, and I quite enjoy the taste of these.
Our guest is coming soon, so I want to hear your story from earlier today. Or yesterday. Was it yesterday? Or was it morning?
Wait, which one?
The one.
The cold water and yeah.
So that was today.
Okay.
So I obviously I'm having a little bit of like urinary tract issues. We all know this. And so I was on my run, my sun run, and I was about a mile and a half away from my home. And I had the urge to pee, like not the urge, like I like needed to pee. And so I'm like, I have to go. I'm too like, I can't even run anymore. That's how painful it was. And I was like, it's going to take me 45 minutes to walk home from here or whatever, 30 minutes. And so I was like, I kept walking into these like side streets to like into these bushes to go to the bathroom. But like everybody's out and about because that's what everybody does. They like need to get fresh air. So there's constantly people walking by. And I was just like, I can't. So I would like literally like hop into these little like sections of the street and like people were walking by. They probably thought I was so sketch. But then I would like not do it. So then I would like come out and I'd like go somewhere else. And then like I went down to where like the river is, and I'm on like main streets. So I went down like where the river is and like went down so I could like do it in the corner down there. There was another person walking. So I was like, oh my gosh, like I thought about peeing my pants and then just like running home. Like
yeah, it's not a river. Don't picture a river. It's the LA River. So it's just concrete and chain link fence. It's not like an actual camping and there's a river. It's not like that.
Correct. So I'm like, okay, I just have to do this. So I find this like random parking lot with a bunch of bushes and I literally pull on in, pop the squat in the bushes and relieve myself. And I can't even tell you how much like anxiety was just like washed off of me. And then I had like the best run ever. I kept going. It was just fantastic.
Wait, how populated an area are we talking about?
I'm on Coldwater Boulevard.
Yeah, it's like, a major, major through street in the San Fernando Valley.
Major through street, and I'm just popping a squat. Bright as day, May 5th, 2020.
Behind a bush?
Behind a bush.
I have had to pull off on the side of the road and, you know, pop a squat in desperate times. It's actually happened once as an adult. That's it, luckily. I was so panicked that I didn't have any toilet paper. Like that was my main. So you just
pop my underwear back on up. Got good to go.
Are you still wearing those now?
No. I came home and took it off, but I'm sure I got urine on my shoes and I'm sure I got it everywhere. I like literally could care less. You guys literally could care less. The fact that it just got out of me was like all I needed.
Why not go to a gas station, go to Jerry's Deli, go to any place there nearby that you could use a bathroom?
Because I did not have a mask. So when I run, I like avoid people like the plague. Like I like literally just like run around them. Like I keep my distance because I can't breathe when I have my mask on and I run. So I didn't want to go into these places with people and like not have a mask. Didn't feel safe.
Well, we appreciate your safety precautions.
I'm glad you weren't arrested.
I know, like this is super illegal, but like I had to do it, like guys. Like
public urination is very much something you could get a ticket for, and indecent exposure.
Yep, I did both of those things, and like I just, when I have to go, I like, I peed in the car in my hydro flask and when we were in Rhode Island.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You do this often. Your public peeing escapades.
Because when you have had a UTI and you could possibly get another one, you take all measures to not have it happen again.
Yeah. It's not that you're like dramatic or anything, just safe.
Just safe.
Yeah. We appreciate your safety. Thank you. Tanya.
Becca.
Are you excited? What?
I think everything seems to be working great now. Yeah.
Mine's working great. I'm like, are we just talking and no one's hearing anything that's happening?
I can't look at the screen because I get distracted. So I'm just focused in on you guys right here.
Yes, they are noticing your banister. I'm noticing in the chat, people are noticing the railing behind you. They probably heard about it. It's kind of legendary at this point. Okay, gross.
Yeah, she really takes it too far. The tongue out really is just...
And if you're going to do that, Danielle should put you on the big screen. If you're going to
do that, we need to see the banister give it the full credit it deserves.
Oh, okay. I can show you guys.
I think Danielle has to do it.
Oh.
Maybe we shouldn't mess with anything right now since things are working.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Zoom in for us, Tanya. Zoom in. Let's see what you got.
Okay. There she is in all her glory.
Wow. It's so funny that someone designed that and then looked at it and was like, great. We did a great job.
And let's put it all over the whole complex.
It's actually crazy. Yeah. And you guys know we've had Erin Lim on the show. She's one of my neighbors. And I noticed that she does not have the same banisters that I do. So I'm like, is this just like my pleasure to have these in my apartment type thing? Or like, what's happening here?
It feels like it was like a cruel joke. And they're like, let's see how they react to this. Yeah. And luckily it's become a household feature.
Yeah. It's really just, it's just a party over here, you know, the Rad Shack.
Yeah. It's clean. So like when you clean, are you like,
oh yeah, I go in there. Like I'm like cleaning the balls and like all of the things. I dust the whole banister up and down every crevice. You betcha.
Carmen just tweeted, my mom is listening to the live scrubbing in pod with me and is so confused and concerned with my choice in entertainment because of Tanya Rad talking about her UTI and peeing in public. I bet it's worse now after that comment about your banister.
I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm sorry, but it happened and like it is what it is. It's been a day.
Yeah, I mean, when Tanya sent me, when we were like doing the rehearsal and she was trying to get in, she was like, I'm crying. I thought she was, you know, just being dramatic. Like, I'm crying because like we've all been there when we're frustrated. And then she logs in and just full like tears. And we're all like, it's okay. It's okay, Tanya.
Because I feel bad. I like make you guys wait. You were there for like 15 minutes waiting for me to get into the thing. And it's just like.
What do we got to do? Where do we got to go? I mean, we're all on house arrest.
I know. Yeah. But it was just, I just feel bad, you know, like it's just.
Fine.
Yeah.
Real quickly, everyone's asking about Easton. He's trying to get here. Ryan Seacrest is doing something, and he needs Easton to be there with him. So as soon as he's done, he's going to race over. So hopefully he'll get here soon, but that's what's going on. And I believe our guest is ready.
Our first guest
is ready.
Yeah. So we're going to let a video intro play, and then we will bring him in.
Yeah.
All right, we have Hunter Hayes here. Woo!
How are you guys?
I can't see him, but he's here.
I can't see him or
Well, this is fun.
Can they still hear us?
My chat is still gone. Oh no. All right, I'm frozen, my chat's gone, and I don't see Hunter Hayes, so I'm just gonna sit here and enjoy life.
Oh, I see a flashing HH.
No, I don't.
I do. I see something.
I see something.
I see something.
Imagine if this was happening on a stage.
I know. Shout out to Kylie Gayer because she's keeping me in the know of like what's happening. I'm like, what? Can you see him? Can you see us? What's happening?
Does she see us?
She sees him and she sees us, but we can't see him. And I don't know if he can see us.
This is so odd. I wish I had an instrument. I would just play. I'm just going to hang out.
Becca, oh, wait, you're frozen again.
Yeah, I'm frozen.
Hey.
Are you going to eat none of those crackers?
I will happily bring those back to you so that they're...
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. So maybe we could take a poll on the side with everybody that's watching if I should give Red Star the card or not.
Wait, or not. What did you say? Oh, if you should,
give him the card. It's already written. It's literally written, sealed, and upstairs.
What's the downfall of you giving it to him?
There's no like downfall. I just feel like maybe.
Hey, buddy.
Maybe sometimes I say I like him too much. You know what I mean?
But he liked you so much too. He made a corsage for you for prom.
I know, it was really cute. Oh my gosh, I didn't forget to talk about prom. It was so cute. Oh,
you did this.
Wow. My earphones really got a lot of that.
You gotta get on.
Can you guys hear me? Tanya, Becca, can you hear me?
So I see nobody besides Becca, and I'm not sure if anybody else can hear us.
I literally am frozen, so nothing's happening for me except I can hear you, which is at least that means something is working.
I'm just gonna refresh my screen. Here we go, baby.
That didn't work for me.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, because it's gonna take a while. Can you hear me, Tanya? I'm gonna go with a yes on that. So I'm just gonna keep talking.
Okay. So I'm just like not gonna touch anything because no,
that's not good, Tanya. That's not good because you can't hear anybody and you can't see anybody. So that's not gonna work.
I'm just gonna not. Yeah. I'm just gonna keep talking.
Can't do it. So,
I was talking on the morning show, just kind of about how I don't know. You know, this obviously we're all in quarantine and. I started a new relationship in this time. And my girlfriend was like, I actually admire the fact that you guys are trying to do fun things because like when you're newly dating, like that's what you do. You go on dates and you do things. And like during quarantine, like there's only, you know, we're limited on what we can do. Like, so we can watch TV and kind of just really just we're hanging out at home. But what we're really trying to do is like think of fun activities to do safely at home. So like we did the tie-dyed the sweats and we had like our paint night and we've been coming up with like fake restaurants and like doing fake dinners together. And I would love if you guys could give us some suggestions of things or different like date ideas that you've been doing at home.
Can y'all hear me?
I would appreciate that.
Becca, I think you and I could probably hear it.
The chat's frozen, so maybe if you could.
Oh, so Tony.
The chat's frozen.
You can't hear. She's just going to go, because she can't hear.
Maybe if you could DM me, though, that would really be great. We're also taking a lot of these. We're also playing a lot of cards.
Uh-huh.
And
why is that so funny? She just kept talking.
She did. Because that's what they told her to do, and I respect it. But Hunter, by the way, I don't know what happened to Hunter Hayes. I think he's probably firing his publicist somewhere. But now I'm nervous, though, because we have another guest coming up, and he's so good. And I don't want it to the same. And Hunter's awesome, too, but I don't want to go 0 for 2 tonight. We get two shots at this, and I don't want to blow both of them.
I feel... Woo.
Wait, can you?
I wasn't down the Netflix party. Is this better or worse so far?
Well, no, I think we still have the same amount of people in, so this is great.
Well, that's true. We're not hemorrhaging viewers yet.
Yeah. They're probably totally entertained and are just like being idiots.
But also, this is life. This is how it goes in 2020. We're all trying to figure this out.
Yeah. Tanya's frozen for me.
Oh, she's coming back. I see she's got, I got a flashing TR.
I got a Hunter Hayes flash.
Oh.
Hunter Hayes is flashing HH. But I don't see him. Do you see him, Mark?
No, I do not. Poor Hunter Hayes.
Hunter Hayes. Oh, my God. I see him. Wait. Well, he has a flashing sign over his face. But
if he can hear you, talk to the man.
Hunter, can you hear me? I got nothing.
No.
All right. Amy said he was there and then gone.
Aren't we all?
Oh, man. How's everyone doing? Is anyone have a Nintendo Switch? Because I've been playing Mario Kart like every single night, and I'm freaking amazing at it.
Which one? Is it Mario Kart 8?
It's the Switch Mario Kart.
Oh, the special Switch Mario Kart. Okay, Mario Kart's fantastic. Are you playing Animal Crossing?
No, I don't really see what's so exciting about it.
I don't get it either, but man, everybody loves it.
I know. Like, I have friends who, they wake up early to, like, flip their turnips or something. Whatever that means. And I'm like, I'm never waking up at 6 for anything.
No.
Voluntary, especially to flip my turnips on a video game. But maybe there's something that I'm just not getting it.
Mario Kart's great, though. What else are you binging? Or what else are you doing to kill time?
I'm working out a lot. I'm really, I spend a lot of time on TikTok, but like, as we all know, I don't quite get it. I just like to watch. I'm like a lingerer.
Mark Becca, can you hear me?
I feel like we're in another situation where you and I only see each other and other people. Tanya is on here, but we can't hear her. So
no,
now I don't. Yeah. Because I see on the text that they can see and hear Tanya, but you and I can't see or hear Tanya. So I don't know if how to rectify that.
My friend Katie just said Tanya is laughing her butt off because you can't see or hear
her. It is funny. I don't know what that is, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, this is what she was doing to us. Hunter Hayes is sitting there wondering, why did I commit?
I knew I shouldn't do a podcast, and I was right. Well, tell me, your Jack in the Box order last night.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I took an edible, and normally if I take an edible, it's just so I can relax and go to sleep, but I stayed awake long enough for the munchies to hit. And I was like, Chrissy Teigen tweeted something about Jack in the Box. And I was like, I actually have to have Jack in the Box right now. So I ordered it. And you know, sometimes when you order Postmates or something, it takes like forever. And then the food gets there and you're like, this wasn't even worth it because it's gross. It was perfect. It was like still so hot. It was as if I ate it there.
And what did you get? Jalapenos? Stuffed jalapenos?
I get the stuffed jalapenos. I literally could eat 10 of them, but I stop at the 3 count. And then a medium curly fry and then the 2 tacos. And then I got a root beer because I needed soda, but I didn't want the caffeine, and root beer's caffeine free. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was so good, but I felt so bad the next day.
Oh, bad.
I woke up not feeling great.
Yeah.
But if you don't know, I've never like smoked weed. I've never taken edibles or anything until just like recently, just to kind of help me relax and calm down. And man, I did not know the munchies were real.
Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
So when you say calm down, did this whole situation cause you anxiety issues?
Mm-mm. Mark, Becca?
I mean, calm down. Like, unwind for the day. Sometimes I get in my head, I get online, I'm on social media every day. I'm like constantly being like just everything in my face. And sometimes I just need to like decompress and relax. And like I said, I normally take half, and it's like literally does nothing except for makes me fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I take a full, and sometimes I stay awake long enough to roll.
Well, it is a real issue. People are having trouble falling asleep. People are having trouble sleeping. Vivid dreams. It's happening to.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people. I mean, it makes sense. I think a lot of people are in the position, but that was not the quarantine pandemic situation was not the reason.
Sure.
But it helps. It helps when I'm feeling stressed.
So I think Tanya's back and we still can't hear. Yeah.
Apparently, it's really entertaining right now because.
But I feel like if we exit and come back, then we won't hear, or she won't see that we're back. So I don't know what to do now.
Is that what we should do, team? Do we exit and then go back? This is so LOL.
No, Amy, no. Don't do that. Stay here, they say.
Okay, okay. Okay. And the count of people is going up instead of going down. So that's great news. Y'all love disaster.
Well, it's like you see a crash on the freeway, you're going to slow down and watch that thing.
I mean, this is a full crash. I get so mad when there's traffic and I see that. And I'm like, if everyone just keep driving and mind their own business.
Yes.
But then when I drive by, I'm like.
Yeah, you got to look.
Gotta look. Yeah, so no. That's where I'm at. I'm. What are you doing? Are your kids bored? What's going on?
Kids are so resilient. It's amazing to me. I mean, they've adapted extremely well. We've talked about TikTok. I don't know that have we talked about Roblox?
Roblox.
Roblox, not roadblocks, but Roblox. It's a game. It's on your iPad or your phone or whatever. And they go on that with all their friends. And within Roblox is like 100 other games. Like there's Bloxburg, which is like a sim kind of a game. And there's a game where it's like a mystery game where one of you is the killer and you got to figure out who it is. There's all these party games inside of Roblox so you can play with your other friends or with strangers. And so they're on this, and like my youngest is building Bloxburg and charging people to stay in her hotels.
Mark, Becca.
My oldest is creating all these games with their friends, and they're doing this, and they're having a blast. That's a good chunk of their day. They got dance classes on the Zoom.
Mark.
They've got they've got a pretty full day, honestly. And
Mark.
Over the weekend, we had my youngest. She turned 11.
I mean, honestly, if I were them, I would be more than okay right now. And to miss school, the only thing I'd probably miss is my friends. But like, my friends, so I always struggled going over to my friends' houses because their parents don't let them drink soda or eat fast food and everything. So like, I always wanted them to come to me because like, you know, I was in my element. Right. So like, this would have been great. And I played outside constantly.
Yeah.
What we did. So,
I mean, they go back and forth. I think they love that, but I think they also miss seeing their friends. I do think they'll be looking for
I am sweating in
it's like going back to school for the first time when summer is.
That's right. By day three, though, you're
dreading. You're like, get me back in quarantine.
Again, Tanya's back again. We still can't see her in here.
I'm sweating.
This is so crazy.
Okay, how about let's play a game. All right, I'm going to ask, we can ask Tanya questions and she can answer them even though we can't hear them.
Oh, nice. Good job, Mark. Good job.
So Tanya, tell me about this picnic you went on last weekend with Red Star and you got Seacrest to come by.
Yeah, it was so cute because we just set up a little picnic on this like sonsy little grass knoll and we're by Ryan's house. And so I texted Ryan, I said, we're by your house, swing by the picnic. And he did it safely from his car. He did like how everybody's doing their birthdays. He drove by and met Red Star and
yeah,
and it was so cute. And
wait,
Red Star invited him to
she can hear us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hi, she's telling her story about her picnic.
Yes, thank you, Mark. Thank you. you. And so Red Star said, come join us from 6 feet apart. But Ryan was like, I'm going home. And so it was great. And it was such a cute little meeting. And it really
that is so cute.
Yeah.
It's so cute. It was so
OMG.
Cute. It was really
Shut
cute.
Up.
Nope, that's it. That's the end of my story. That's it.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. If I could interrupt for just a second. Did you choose that park because it was close to Ryan's place? Or like, what was the thinking there?
So we chose the place. No, not because it was close to Ryan.
Oh, wait, she's gone? Oh, I think she might be gone.
No, I'm back. I'm here.
Oh, she's there. Okay, I'm sorry. Continue your story if you're there. Great.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mark. We chose the park because it's next to Red Star. So we were by, this is like Red Star's area that he likes to go. So it just so happens to be in the same place. And that's the end of my story.
Oh my God, that is so fun.
Wow, that's so great. What a great story. I love that. The cool thing is I heard this story on Monday, so I can just kind of act like I heard it again. That's great. That's so nice of Ryan to come by and wave to you guys. And so they've kind of met at this point.
Totally. They've totally met.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree. I think they would hit it off. I think those two would really be good friends if given a chance.
He hits it off with everybody.
I love Red Star. 9:05 P and I love Red Star.
Big fan over here too.
He's a Becca, do you think that Red Star is the one for Tanya?
Ooh, that's a big ass mark.
I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable in here in case Red Star or Tanya can hear me.
It's just an opinion. We think Tanya can hear you.
I mean, here's what I'll say. When I thought about who I would expect Tanya to be with and what type of guy was worth all of her dating escapades and her stories of I was going to say failure, but I hate using failure when it comes to dating because I feel like you learn something no matter what. But all of her dating experiences, this was the type of guy that I was like hoping she would meet.
That's very sweet.
Wonderful to her. He treats her like a queen. He's so thoughtful. Like, you just realize how much guys need to step up because he is so thoughtful.
On that note,
so sweet.
Hunter is back.
Theoretically.
Wait, I can see Hunter.
We can't hear you. We're seeing
you.
But God darn, Luckum is strumming in live.
Wait, can you hear me, Hunter?
So go to Scrubber.
This is awesome.
If Tanya can see him and hear him,
while
do
they
it.
Have a conversation.
Yeah, okay.
We'll let them keep going. I know the comment section will back us up because they've been backing you up this whole time. So I'm in for it.
Wait, I'm so happy that I've been sitting here like nobody can hear me, nobody can see me, but I can hear and I can see them.
I can hear you. And also everybody in the comments can totally hear you. So this is great. We're just going to take the show in a different direction.
Yeah. Sorry guys. It's Hunter and Tanya now. Okay. So I'm going to give you the true intro that you deserve because we had a really nice, I don't know if you saw the montage of like songs that we made for you.
I did not get to see the montage. No. Oh, look, it's just us now. That's great.
I actually really appreciate you sticking with this and through it with us because I've had like two breakdowns today where I just started like bawling because I've had so many tech issues throughout this quarantine because I've been working from home and so and I'm just it's day in day out I have some sort of tech issue and I think it just all came to a head and I just like literally started bawling.
It's frustrating. I get it. Well, and everybody is so for everybody in the comment section like that's watching, if you can see me, if you can hear me. That's that like we're it's so it that is this challenge right now is like finding things that allow us to do what we would normally do all in a room together and provide you guys with entertainment. Of course, this is entertainment. So, I think regardless, we're winning. I think this is a silver lining, if you ask me. And I'll cheers for that. So.
I so appreciate you sticking through that. Truly, that was such a dumpster fire. So,
honestly, shout out to your tech team. They're working really hard.
I know.
They're killing it. All things considered, with what they're having to work with, I think they're doing great. So, totally. We appreciate them.
Appreciate them so much. I would not be able to do this if you. I would. There's no way. Yeah. But now that we have you, thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thanks for having me.
This is obviously the first time we're doing this. We did two shows. We did one in San Francisco and one in LA. And so we wanted to go on tour, but now that we can't, we're trying this out. So we're really happy to have you. And there are so many questions that I have about you and music, but let's start with, how are you doing?
I appreciate you asking. I'm grateful. This time has made me, it's been everything, right? We've all been through all different versions of it, the ups, the downs, the sort of moments of like, what the hell am I even doing? But I think at the end of the day, after weeks and weeks of that, finding my peace and finding the things that I'm actually grateful for, I'm grateful that I have a great group of friends that I get to work with. I'm getting to make music. I have two dogs that I adore and I love. And I think they like me. One of them likes me and one of them's mad at me because I won't let her outside right now. But anyway, I'm using this time to make music and doing the best with it. So
that's great. Yeah. That's great. Being productive. I think like a lot of people struggled with that in the beginning. Yeah. Like, do I clean out my house? How do I stay productive? Do I like take this time to veg out and relax a little bit? So. Mm-hmm. You're making music, baby.
And I think a lot of people need to hear that it's okay for them to sort of like relax for a second, because I think our culture is so full of like, you have to achieve this or you have to achieve, that. And I think it's important for someone else to tell them it's perfectly fine for you to take a break because you probably need one and you deserve it.
I know. So, yeah. It's like it's just getting through this is something in itself, so yeah. It's like you don't have to have like the all the boxes checked, and like you don't have to have like the fittest body or like everyone's trying to do all the things, and it's just like
good for them.
Wait, I have to tell you this story, because when your song Wanted came out, like I truly was like, I'm either going to marry this man or this is going to be my wedding song. So,
I love that. That makes me so happy.
Thank you. It's your lyrics. I mean, on all your songs, but that song in particular, like truly, truly hit something in me, because I think that's how I've always wanted to like feel from the person that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. Like, genuinely.
I goosebumps. God, that's amazing. Thank you for saying that.
Of course, but I'm sure you hear that all the time. Don't you hear that all the time from like your fans?
And every time it's like waking up to a new day. It's honestly because, I wrote that song. I wrote several songs about this one girl that I was hardcore friend zoned by. And I was happy to like be that like supportive like cheerleader in the corner. But I was like, yo, at some point we have to address the elephant in the room, and you've either got to like, push it away or let's talk about it. And so we wrote the song on like a Tuesday, Troy and I, and Troy is a monster writer. We've written together since he's all over Wild Blue, and he's all over Red Sky too. But he and I wrote the song on Tuesday. I got demoed on like Wednesday or Thursday. And I had like a coffee date with her. Cause what else do you do when you're freaking 16? And I played it for her, and there was no reaction whatsoever there. And I thought it would be so obvious because like, I like had written songs with her own words. For like years.
Things that she had like said to you and stuff, correct?
Yeah, totally. I wrote a song off of like a saying that she says.
It just went over her head?
I don't know if it went over her head those moments where you're just like, I don't know that I feel good about this, so I'm not going to approach this. Do you know what I mean? You kind of run from it.
Yeah.
I will say we later ended up dating for like, I don't know, a couple months, and it was clear to us that maybe the song was the best thing to come out of the whole thing. I hate saying that, but it's true. But yeah, it was just my truth. I didn't think that was funny because I was writing for a single right? Like I was really focused on getting a single for the album,
uh-huh.
and having that like universal song that all the labels want or whatever. And I didn't write that song to be a single. I just wrote it, and it taught me a lot, because it's the things that you don't mean, you know, that you truly mean personally, that actually turn into these larger, you know, career life changing moments.
Isn't that such a beautiful sentiment though? Like, I think that's a thing that I find so beautiful and so connecting about music, is that it's like you share your truth. It's a universal truth. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that everybody can relate to and connect with. And I think that's when artists truly make like their best art, because it's like when you're speaking a truth, that's what people connect to. And I think a lot of time, you know, if you're singing something that maybe doesn't feel genuine to you, or that maybe you're too scared to admit, or, you know, maybe it's not even your song. Like, I think people can see that, you know, and feel that.
Right. Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, the best albums in the world were made by people who are just at their, you know, at the end of their rope, and they just had to say what they had to say. And that's when it works. You know, when you're trying to design it, it doesn't work. Anyway, thank you for saying that. That's really sweet of you.
I mean, I am not married, so it, you know, very well might just be my wedding song. I just think it's so beautiful. And I think you're a wonderful lyricist and artist, and
thank you.
Just a wonderful human.
Thank you so much for saying that. Well, I'm happy this is finally working.
I truly think everybody is. So happy. Okay, so you're working on music now.
Yeah.
What stage are you at?
So I kind of came to this little crossroads a couple of years ago, where I was trying to feed a system and I realized that it wasn't working anymore. And I also realized that my art, and by my art, what I mean is like the way that I was communicating with the world had become very systematic. And the music that I was making, I was passionate about, I meant every word, but there wasn't enough of me in it. And not that like, I think people buy records for, you know, or listen to records or stream records for, you know, for me or whatever. But I think that in order to create the proper art, there has to be enough of that person and what we just talked about. So I apologize for clearing my throat. I have severe issues right now. Allergies are nuts, but.
I can see the pollen in the air. I don't know where you are, but it's nuts over here too.
Yeah, same. I decided at the beginning of, what was it, 2018, Wablu?
Yeah.
Yeah. At the beginning of the year, I decided, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to make an album, like, regardless of anybody's influence, I'm going to make an album as if the label's not listening. and I'm going to make an album that the world didn't know I needed to make. And I just poured my heart and soul into a project called Wablu. And Wablu is the title that I chose, and I had this ironically, I typed the title on 420 of 2016, which tells me there was influence. But my point is, I connected with the title because I think it was all about being free. I have so many friends who talk about flying dreams and how they happen when you've just kind of let go of things, or when you feel like you're shedding weight, you know, or kind of freeing yourself in the past. So for me, I needed that. I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to make an album about it. So, hey.
Wow. Oh I'm here. That was so easy.
Yeah. Easy to say now, right?
What did I miss?
Well, so many things. Hunter is doing just fine. And
I announced my run for president.
Yes.
Oh my God. No big deal.
Yeah.
Wait, Hunter, I'm from Louisiana.
I didn't know that.
I'm from Shreveport.
Really? Well, okay. Well, that's kind of like, you know, that's what's really north. So I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm like,
called out.
That's amazing. Well,
I know. Cheers. Yeah, cheers.
What are you drinking over there?
Scottish tea.
Nice.
It's not tea, it's scotch, but I'm a big fan. That's what I call it before the show.
I need that Scottish tea right now. Let me tell you that much.
Everybody needs some Scottish tea.
A tranquilizer.
Right. Yeah.
Did you already talk about like dating and stuff, or?
you know,
we hadn't gotten there yet.
We hadn't gotten there yet, Hunter.
I made enter, it.
Yeah, enter Becca.
Are you dating anyone?
Nah, no. How? Like,
well, that's right now, fair.
It's like my I like my connection with someone is so much based on an in person. Like, I know. I feel like you can feel somebody's energy in the first like minute of meeting them, and if you have eye contact with them, like,
couldn't
you
agree
can,
with you more.
Like, you can't just put somebody in a box or like categorize them, by no means, but you can feel what they're feeling if you can look at them in the eye, and Zoom doesn't do that. Like, you just can't do that over Zoom, FaceTime, whatever this is. Like, it just, you know what I mean? It's so hard.
Yeah,
I know. Are you on dating apps though?
I've never done it.
Wow.
I've never done it. Yeah, I don't know. That scares the shit out of me. Can I say that on here?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? It's a free for all, so
yeah. We're gonna get PG-13 tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
wait, but we did want to talk about, because a portion of the proceeds from this event are gonna be going to a charity of your choice. So I want you to talk about why you chose that charity and why it means so much to you.
Yeah. Well, we've been working with a few charities recently, and it's really hard to pick because a lot of people need a lot of help. My home state of Louisiana is struggling with a food shortage, and there's a lot of severe. The state of Louisiana was struggling with a food shortage before anybody called it up. There's a staggering statistic. I think it's 1 in 6 families, or 1 in 6 kids in Louisiana are in a food insecure household. And,
wow.
and that was the case before all this happened. You know, this is with everywhere, right? Like, so many of the cases that hit a rural area that doesn't have access to resources, will have to fight this in a totally new way that they're not prepared for. And I think we're seeing the same thing in Louisiana at the same time that this extreme food shortage happens, right? So Feeding America is one of the organizations that I think is doing a great job of trying to sort of like fill the void, reconnect. Another thing that we're trying to support is Music Cares. I think it's really easy for, you know, from the outside looking in, I think you see a concert, you see like maybe 6 people on stage, you see maybe like 2 people at a soundboard, and you're like, oh, you know, it takes 10 people to put on a show. But
yeah,
the truth is it takes hundreds of people, and they rely on the touring for their income. Music Cares has done incredible things for people that I personally know in the past, with everything from helping with drug addiction.
Great organization.
To helping people who rely on the chance to put on a show for 20,000 people to, you know, and they've been doing this for years. They've been dedicating their entire lives to putting on shows, and their entire craft is wrapped up in this. So, so we're also asking for people to support Music Cares as well. And, that's the start of it, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. I know we were really excited to talk about the charity aspect of having part of the proceeds go to your charity that you chose. So it's really cool to hear about what it is and what it's for, so people know what they're putting money towards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. I don't even know if you can hear me, but I'm going to go for it.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Fantastic. We've got another guest ready to go that we can bring into the party.
Wow.
How do we do that?
I think we'll let them do that, and we can let Hunter get on with his life. He's been remarkably patient
Hunter,
with us this evening.
I feel like I barely got to hang out.
I know. I'm so sorry, Hunter. We love you so much. And I do have to say, though, that all the comments on the right were just saying, hey, Hunter, I'm single. So there's a lot of scrub sisters that would like to partake in some dating if you
there might
like.
Be hope for me yet. There might just be hope for me yet.
Thank you so much for being so patient. You know,
seriously, yeah. You're
really
the best.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, we can't wait to have you on, and I can't wait to come to one of your shows when everything is back up and running, because
you are
amazing.
I've actually seen you at Stagecoach before, and you are fantastic.
You're amazing.
Thank you guys. Appreciate you.
Oh my god, I'm gonna freak out. Wow. We have another guest.
I guess you can see me and hear me.
I can see you and I can hear you and I can't control myself over here. This okay. is major. I just have to say, this is like
I've never used this before, so I didn't know if you guys could see me yet or hear me yet. So this is a lot of new technology.
We also have not used this before, so we're right there with you. But okay. we see you clearly, we hear you clearly, and we are beyond thrilled to have you here.
Well, so hello, thank you for your time. Scrubbers.
Yeah. Do you remember us from Paley Fest?
I do. I remember meeting you guys on the red carpet, and you guys were all scrubbed out, and we made some like ER references as if somebody was like crashing or something.
Yes.
It was a memorable moment for us. And honestly, when we talk about that, we've had other actors from Grey's Anatomy on the podcast, and we always tell them about that day and how kind you were to entertain us in our scrubs.
No, we talk about that story all the time because I mean, obviously this podcast is dedicated to Grey's Anatomy. Like we love Grey's Anatomy. And so that was like a huge thing for us. And you were literally above and beyond everybody there. You were the most fun and like down with us.
I could not go and talk to the two girls who came in scrubs. I mean, like, if you guys put that much effort into it, I'm going to come talk to you guys. Everybody else has got like their Sunday best on. They got their suit and their blouse. Yeah. But you guys had scrubs. I was like, I got to go talk to them.
Yeah. And we're like actually legit now because we won like two People's Choice Awards. So our podcast isn't like, we're not like, oh, we're just this, you know, a little podcast. Congrats. We're like chugging along over here.
Yeah, we're official. I want to talk. I mean, there's so much to talk to you about. Like, I don't even know where to begin. But
the finale.
The finale, but I just want to talk about in general. So when you first were introduced, I was like, it was right after Derek died. And I was like, is this the new guy for Meredith? Like, I was all about it. And then we quickly figured out that wasn't going in that direction. But now you are that person. And I feel like it must be a pretty like intimidating role to step into after, because you're kind of the first serious relationship since Derek.
Right.
I think
it just kind of evolved really naturally. I don't think I could have imagined that this is where the story or where my character was going to go when I joined. But after almost 5 years of being on this show and Alan and I knowing each other and having fun on set and producers observing chemistry between us, they were like, let's try you guys and see what happens. And we like you guys. And we've been having a great time so far. And it's allowed us to kind of tell different stories. And
Well, your character has been through some things towards the season finale of this season. Yeah. And I feel
that finale, you were a hero. You're a hero. You are our hero.
Thank you.
How did that feel?
Yeah, it was tough because as if you guys are such big Grey's Anatomy fans as you are, I'm sure you know that we had to cut our season short.
Yeah. Correct.
And that wasn't supposed to be our true finale. So, you know, we had some ideas and intentions of bringing the storyline back of the girl who was trafficked.
Yeah.
And, you know, bringing that storyline back and having a conclusion to it and kind of getting vindication for DeLuca.
Right.
It was an amazing story to play because I think in the playing of it, everybody got to realize that it wasn't that, you know, DeLuca was wrong for the things that he was doing, but it was always the way he went about it that was getting him in trouble.
Wait, is there
It was the protocols he was breaking and all that kind of stuff. That was the stuff that made everybody doubt him. Yeah.
Is there any, like, how many episodes did we miss? Like, what was the, well, I guess you can't tell us what the, but it, will next season pick up where it left off now in the finale, or will it pick up where
I would it imagine
was supposed to?
I would imagine, yeah. So that was, I think, 21. So three, four, five, I think we had another four episodes.
Oh, it's tough to hear.
Yeah. And we had read a couple of them, so we kind of knew a little bit of what was going on. We had actually shot the next one, but it hadn't gone through post, and I think we might have been missing maybe a shot or two, so
oh,
it wasn't ready to go to air.
Gosh.
Oh.
I assume that, yes, we'll pick up where we left off and kind of keep that going.
I can't imagine what the other episodes would have been, because the finale that we saw was so exceptional. I can't even imagine what was to come. Like, seriously.
I think we got lucky that that episode was building to a really big climax in the season anyway, that it served as a great finale because it had so many kind of results of storylines that were going on.
Yeah.
Richards being one of the biggest.
Totally.
Yeah, it was interesting because the Teddy storyline was so big, and that was like the perfect finale. But I was in that position, like your character wanting to see, I wanted to see what happened with the girl that was being trafficked. I wanted to see if like you and Meredith are like still gonna make things work.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get that. So it's like, it's kind of a classic Grace finale in the sense that.
Yeah, cliffhangers for hanging. Sure.
Yeah, left you hanging for sure. For sure. Well, we're hoping that we can get back and shoot another amazing season for you guys.
Have they told you anything? I guess nobody really knows quite yet until tomorrow, right? Thursday?
We would normally be resuming shooting sort of mid to late July. So I think we still have plenty of time for, you know, the world to kind of calm down and for us to learn how to shoot safely in this new world, because it's going to be all kinds of protocols that we're going to have to take. I'm sure our crews are going to have to be smaller, and I don't know what it's going to look like. But yeah, it's going to take some time to figure out for productions all over the world.
I know. Yeah. I'm just, you know, I know there's a lot of bigger things going on, but I really need some Grey's Anatomy with some new episodes.
luckily all the other seasons are on Netflix.
Trust me, we watch them every night. Trust.
Yeah, trust. She's not lying.
I'm not lying. Not lying. I have a new boyfriend, and well, he's not a new boyfriend. He's just my boyfriend, but he's never watched a single episode of Grey's Anatomy. And so I want to start with him from season one, episode one, and watch all the way through so that when the next season starts, he can watch it with me.
Great. It could be like, if you want to marry me, you have to finish every season.
I like where your head's at. We're on the same page here.
Wait, I wanted to talk. A lot of our listeners are asking about how you met your wife. And I know y'all just celebrated your 1 year. I know that because of the prep sheet, not because I'm a psycho stalker. But we love like a love story. So how did y'all know each other before you started dating? What's the story?
My wife's a makeup artist and a hairstylist. So we kind of met in the industry. I was doing a cover shoot for a magazine, and she was the artist that day that was doing makeup and hair.
That's serendipitous. And,
it's sort of been magic ever since. Never looked back.
Did you make the first move? Were you like, or was she just, was
very
she just
poorly.
Like, very poorly?
Yeah.
Why? Why poorly? You're married now.
I did one slick thing. I think so. There was about 10 people in the crew of this photo shoot. And at the end of the day, I didn't want to single her out and ask for her number. So what I did was like, oh my God, you guys have been amazing today. What an amazing group of people. I would love to see you again sometime. So why don't you all put your numbers in my phone? And then, so I got everybody's number.
Uh-huh.
And then I was just like, delete, 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 delete. There, that's the one I want. And then I had her number, but it wasn't in a weird way. Like I asked her for her number.
Right. So,
it
right.
was like, oh, just want to keep in touch with you all.
Smart. That's a smart man right there. It's a good move. I'm going to try that. Actually, I'm not.
No, you're not. You have a boyfriend. A new boyfriend.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Wait, that's such a great story because I feel like a lot of times, like, the makeup artists or hairstylists, they're kind of, like, indifferent. They're like, this is my job. I'm just here to, like, work and, you know, I'm not here to, like, have any relationship past this. So she must
definitely.
Have done
definitely. And I think, you know, makeup artists, especially female makeup artists, they get a lot of, you know, guys sitting in their chair, hitting on them and, you know, doing that whole thing. So I was like, I can't do that. I have to stick out. I have to differentiate myself. So that she's not like, oh, here comes some other actor thinking he can, you know, come in here and hit on me.
Wait, I love that so much because I think, like, obviously Becca and I are two girls, so we don't know how, like, what goes on in a male's brain. But I always
neither do males.
I always find it so sweet when, like, men talk about, like, meeting their wives and just, like, how, like, you know, they, like, they approached them or, like, they, like, knew immediately that they were, like, different or unique. I just think that's so cool and so sweet.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I'm Canadian and Italian. She's American. But there was all these really cool cross things that we had in common that I connected to right away. The biggest thing was just music. I think music's how we fell in love, just like our passion for music and our knowledge of music. Shout out to 90s R&B. you know, and like we connected over that. Because I think kind of music someone listens to says a lot about them, to me personally.
For sure.
Yeah, I think if that matters to you, like if that's something that really matters in your life, it is really nice to share that with the person you're with. Because music is a very... it really can affect you. And I feel like if you're with, if that's that, if you're passionate about that and then someone doesn't like your taste in music, it's kind of like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm listening to Doja Cat.
They straight up don't know about someone. That's like a turnoff for me.
Oh, really? That's so interesting.
Like, imagine like your favorite band, right? Like you love them, like the amazing or a band or artist. And then you meet someone and you play the song and you're like, oh, isn't it so good? And they're like, who's that? You'd be like, how do you not know this person?
Yeah, you know that would I mean? Be rough. Like, that would be rough for me. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, something else big happened. Y'all just adopted a three-legged dog, which is just
we did
the cutest ever. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy, Jazz.
How old is he?
He's about 2.5.
Have you ever had, I've never had, my dog, she's very small, but she has her leg, literally, she doesn't even walk on it. So she's basically a three-legged dog because her knee's bad in the back. But I just love, I always see like the videos of people rescuing these dogs that, you know, most people wouldn't consider rescuing just because they have something different about them. So I love that y'all adopted a dog.
Three legs. He's been great. He's got so much energy. He's a great dog. He walks amazingly. Just really good. He's been through a lot. You can tell he's got some anxiety and some separation issues, but we're working through it and he's going to be just fine.
This is a great time to work through.
Definitely. Yes. Training. Yes. And... I think in my regular Grey's Anatomy schedule, teaching a dog how to overcome sort of anxiety and problems, and I wouldn't have really had the time. I would have had to really leaned on my wife. So it's nice that we both now have the time to kind of bond with this dog and build trust with him.
Oh, yeah, that's so sweet. I know it is kind of like, obviously everything that's going on in the world is horrible, and you watch the news and it's bad news, but I think there's something about the simplicity of this time and the things that we're, you know, leaning into and finding and being grateful for, that's actually quite peaceful and beautiful in a weird way.
I think Yeah, it's given everyone time to reflect. Speed of life has dramatically slowed down.
Yeah.
So when you're moving slower, you can take in more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're donating a portion of the proceeds from this to our guests' charities that they have picked. So we wanted to ask you if you have one specifically that you wanted to donate to and why you picked that charity.
Definitely, yeah. Today's actually Giving Tuesday, apart from Cinco de Mayo. So a lot of not-for-profits are, you know, rallying together to ask their communities to donate and to help out. And I donated $8,000 today to my friend's place. It was all money that I had raised through this app called Cameo, where people purchase shout outs. So I was able to give that to them today, which was great. And that's my friend's place is, it's a drop-in resource center for homeless youth here in Los Angeles. And that's amazing. I've been connected with them for about 5 years now, and they're just an amazing organization, and they need a lot of help right now, because as you can imagine, a place that lets, you know, homeless people in every day, this whole pandemic has very much compromised the amount of care that they can give to keep themselves safe as well. So they're really in need right now. So if anybody has a little bit to give, my friend's place would really appreciate it.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, we'll be donating a portion of our ticket sales to my friend's place on your behalf. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Seriously, thank you so much for taking the time. We really, really appreciate it. And just know that our OR door is always open for you.
So maybe we could do this properly when this is all over.
We'd love to. You've been so great. Like, honestly, Becca is not, like, we're not even exaggerating when we tell you that we like sing your praises from that one time meeting you, because you just could tell that you just have a good heart. You're genuine. You love your fans of your show. Like, we are true fans, and you were just so sweet to us. So
you guys are the best. Yeah. No, honestly.
We really appreciate it.
The greatest privileges from the 5 years I've been on this show is getting to meet people like you guys, honestly, because you guys keep this whole show going. The carousel turning.
We're like, yeah.
We're like, don't encourage us.
So yeah, thank you guys for being fans.
Wait, but before you go,
for you guys.
Before you go, we just want to like spitball some like fast ones at you. Just like, you can just like, don't even think about it. I'm just like, first person that comes to mind.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, best friend on set.
Stefania, who plays my sister Karina.
Coolest person on set.
Oh.
Ellen.
Wait. Okay. Who's the
Hello?
Most? Wait, who's the most?
Sorry,
wait.
Sorry to interrupt. Hello.
Who's the most serious
Dad's
person
here.
On set?
He's like, get out of my daughter's bedroom.
Yeah, Dad's gonna make us hang up with you. Oh,
Dad.
Oh, Dad.
Okay.
Wait. You gotta go. Okay, we'll do this again, and thank you so much. I'm so thrilled for you. Your storyline is like incredible. I can't wait to see more, and you're awesome.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Be well.
Bye.
Be safe.
Be safe. I mean,
he said, "Dad's here."
That was funny.
That was so funny.
So good.
First of all, did we even ask him anything? Like,
yeah.
I think I just blacked out.
No, we talked about their dog. We talked about Grey's Anatomy.
Also, my favorite thing is I fully was trying to sneak a photo of him like this. Everybody in the group chat saw me.
I saw you too, and I was like, no, Tanya.
I had to. When are we ever going to see Giacomo again?
He said we do it properly, but
they always do.
They all say it. They're never coming back. That was it. Hey, it's time for truth or drink. Do you have your drinks standing by?
Yeah.
I filled my tequila.
Nice.
Thank you.
Tanya, what do you have?
You know, I was going to, I have some wine, but I'll probably just answer it because I just, it's been a day.
Okay. Here we go. Here they are. A lot of submissions and we appreciate all of them. We told them they could remain anonymous, so we will not be crediting these to anybody.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. And they'll start a little bit easier and they'll get a little bit harder as we go. So Becca, you want to start?
Sure. Yeah.
This is kind of a fun one. I don't think you'll have an issue with this one.
Okay.
Rate Tanya's healthy cookies on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, what's 1 and what's 10?
Well, 10 is just the most delicious cookie you've ever put in your mouth in your entire life, and 1 means you would spit it out before you would swallow that piece of garbage.
Negative 10. I just actually had to close the Tupperware because the smell was making me feel like nauseated.
Well, they weren't talking about her almond shaving crackers. They're talking about her healthy cookies.
Oh, the cookies.
Oh.
Did you try one?
No, let me try it right now.
All right. Here we go.
Try one with the, show me, do you want almond butter or peanut butter? Because there's 2 different ones in there.
Peanut butter.
So those are the darker, they're darker, not as white.
Okay. They're quite... Okay.
Yeah, they're very moist.
Here we have, this is what it looks like.
Oh, with a bee on it. Yeah.
There's no bee on there, but okay.
Oh, I thought it was.
These are good.
Oh.
Yeah.
1 to 10?
Like a 7.
Okay.
That's not bad because let me tell you what's in that cookie. That is a healthy cookie. That is a peanut butter. That is 1/4 cup of syrup. That is 1 egg. And that is, that's it.
That's fantastic.
I put a little chocolate on top.
It would take care of like a sweet tooth if I was trying to be like really healthy and didn't want to have anything bad. Am I choosing those over like a real brownie? No.
No. Oreos?
No. But it's good. It's better than the almond pulp.
Yeah, it's so clean and so much better for you than an Oreo. No chemicals, no processing.
That's what I said. If I was like trying to eat healthy and then... Tanya, they want you to share with in the Facebook group the recipe.
Happy to.
All right. So just so you're, if you're scoring along, the cookies get a 7, the almond crackers get a negative 10. Tanya, this person is a big fan.
All right.
Episode 24. March 5th, 2018, announcement from the maternity ward. At 32 minutes, 56 seconds in, Tanya mentions her Mr. Big. She whispers to Becca the name of Mr. Big, and Becca finds it hilarious. Who is Tanya's Mr. Big?
Tanya, you're going to have to drink.
But here's the thing. Do you remember who it is?
Yes.
You do?
Text her who it is.
Yeah, can you text me? Because
I think this is who it is, but if it rings a bell.
Mr. Oh. God, is that who I thought it was?
I think so.
Ew.
Tanya, who is your Mr. Big? Oh, she's drinking. Wow. We didn't even get one question in before Tanya was drinking.
I don't think that's who I was talking about. There's no way that could be that.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm with Becca on this one.
That doesn't make sense.
All right, Becca, back to you. What's the most embarrassing thing you've done in front of your partner?
I don't think I've done anything embarrassing.
Also, cool.
Honestly, pretty cool.
Mark, I just saved that episode and that date because I'm going to go back and listen and maybe get in that headspace of where I was.
Sure. Good call.
Thank you.
Yeah, March of 2018 is a whole world away from us right now. That's a lifetime ago. All right, Becca, yes. Is there gas?
Why do another one? I mean, like, it's just boring. Like, I feel like the worst I've done is like, maybe like accidentally farted and it was loud because I like really keep that. I try to keep that very professional.
And sometimes trying to keep it professional only increases the volume.
Like I heard that and I was like, don't call me out.
Okay.
Rude.
Tanya, what is something you're glad your parents don't know about you?
That's honestly a tough question because I think they know pretty much everything about me.
I bet there's something they don't know.
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe something from high school. Something you did in high school without them ever knowing about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did. I'm sure they know about this, though. But I used to sneak out of my house. I used to. Becca's sick.
Well, do they know that?
Yes, my parents know that I've had sex on my period. But I'm just saying, yeah, they know, unfortunately. My parents know a lot. But I used to sneak out of my dad's house and go to Scott Thompson's house when I was in high school. But I feel like my dad probably knows that by now.
Hmm.
Really, you guys, they unfortunately, they know a lot.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for them, really.
Unfortunately for them, yeah.
All right. Becca, who is the most inappropriate person you have fantasized about?
I had a dream, and it was about my old boss.
Oh, that's good.
It took me like a week to get, like, I could barely look him in the eye. Like, for some reason, it was just a really graphic sexual dream. And for whatever reason, I could not just be like, it was a dream.
How long ago was this?
I mean, a long time ago, because I haven't worked there in a while.
Okay, how long ago was the dream?
It happened while I was working for him.
Oh, okay. So when you'd see him, it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'd be like coming in with coffee for everyone. I'm like, here. Yeah. And there were times where, like, if he needed to talk to me about something private, about like work stuff, he'd shut the door so that like no one in the other part of the office would hear. Mm-hmm. And like during that time, I was like, we can't shut the door.
Honestly, if that happened today, he probably wouldn't shut the door. Not because of your dream, just because it didn't.
Yeah.
And that guy was hot.
Yeah, he was like, he would have never done. I mean, it was just a dream.
You knew this boss, Tanya?
Yeah, Becca tried to set me up with him.
Oh.
This was like, yeah.
What?
Like when we first met.
Yeah. I was down, but like he lived far away. So I was like,
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. That kind of stuff. I'm honing it in a little bit.
Yeah.
No, cross 405. Can't do that. Tanya. Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
The person who gave us this one, and I won't give her name, but she had a run of about 10 raunchy questions, and I applaud her for that.
Ew. Tanya, I applaud her for that.
How many sex toys do you personally own, and do they have names?
No. First of all, no names. I've never been one to name, so no. I've had only one sex toy my whole life, and it actually was recommended to me by Becca.
What? So, this is not my question.
No, I'm just saying it was recommended to me by you, and I've never looked back. I've only needed one, and it's a sex toy for yourself, and we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, great.
I've had her for a plethora of years.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right, Becca. Mm-hmm. Have you made any body or face enhancements, Botox, fillers, etc.? If so, what?
So I'm pretty open about this. I get Botox, which I haven't gotten it since whenever, January. So yeah. I've had lip filler. And then one time I got like filler in my jaw, but the doctor did not want to do it. But I went in with the expectation to have like this chiseled jawline, and he was just like, are you at a weight where you want to be, basically insinuating like, I'm not going to inject your face with more if you have extra weight that you want to lose. But I was like, I want it, like, do it. And so he did like a very little, but I don't know that I'd do it again.
Wait, okay. I have a funny story about the question that I just got. I just want Becca's permission to share it. I think it's fine. It's not really like, I already like cat's out of the bag. You told me about this toy. But recently I lost the charger for it. And so I start panicking because I was like, I don't want anything else. This is the only thing I want. This is all I need. Like, I start panicking because I lost the charger and I couldn't find it anywhere online. Like, I literally was like freaking out. I was like, I can't buy a new one. Like, it's nowhere. I can't just buy a charger because I've never seen a charger like this before in my entire life. Like, you can't just, yeah. So I called Becca and I'm like freaking out. Like, I was just like, I don't know what to do. I lost the charger. I can't find it anywhere. So she's like telling me the website. It's like not there anymore because this was years. I bought this years ago. And I like literally was freaking out for probably like, what was that, like 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably for like 30 minutes. And then lo and behold, found it.
Oh.
Got a new one. So now I have two and two chargers.
Yeah.
So I need to make an addendum to my last question because technically I have two, but it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put that link in the Facebook group too.
With the recipe for the healthy cookies.
With the recipe for the healthy cookies.
All right, Tanya. This one was asked by many, many people. This is without question the most common question we got.
Okay.
If Becca's at 95% with 95P, what percentage are you at with Red Star? Meaning, what is the percentage likelihood that you will marry this guy?
Well, I've only been dating him for like, now we don't even know, 3 months, 6 months. We can't even agree on an anniversary. So I'd say we're pretty far from that. But I wouldn't be dating him. It's hard to give a percentage. I wouldn't be dating him if I didn't think there was potential that he could be my husband.
I agree with that.
So I want to say it's higher than 50%.
Because you wouldn't be around if it was just 50-50.
No. I'd say 70%.
Okay.
Right?
Safe. That's safe.
Right. I mean, just because it's still so fresh, like I feel like I know him really well, and I'm like, everything's been so great, and I'm so happy, and I like learn more and more about him every day, and I feel like I fall more and more in love every single day. So it's all good, but I think there's just like a lot more to get through with him.
Okay.
Before I'm at 95P, you know.
Are we just going to breeze over? I fall more and more in love? Are we? No?
You know, you're right. She just keeps saying it over and over and over again.
I know.
To literally everyone in the world but him.
Well, unless he's here.
I mean, when you think about the number of people who listen to this podcast and the number of people who listen to On Air with Ryan Seacrest on Kiss FM in Los Angeles and syndicated around the globe, he may be the only one that has not heard this.
That's so sad if you say it that way. I feel like he knows. There's no way he doesn't know, but.
All right. So I'm told we're going to transition into Q&A here in a minute.
Can I just make it through a truth or drink without taking a shot?
Right. All right. Fine. One more. Oh. Would you rather answer every FaceTime from Tanya for life or never drink Dr. Pepper again?
Never drink. I mean,
the hesitation on that.
Well,
wait, I mean, that was
that means you would ignore every FaceTime for me?
No, it just means I don't have to answer every single one.
Right.
I didn't like that question. Give her another one.
It's your turn. What? The last question for you, Tanya, is how satisfied are you with your partner in bed from a scale of 1 to 10?
15.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
It's really bad because, not bad, but like, can I tell you guys that I've never, and this is like so weird because I'm 32 years old, I've never dated somebody that I am so physically attracted to and like sexually drawn to. At the same time, I'm like so like in love with the person that he is, and like the like thoughtfulness, and like there's just, he's really like, I've never had it all like together in one, and it's like truly unlike anything else. It's weird.
Wow, that's higher than 70 as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Well, 70 is because there's just a lot more steps.
Sure. Please, anybody, if you have questions for Tanya or for Becca, put them in the chat right now. We're going to do a little Q&A before we wrap up tonight. We have operators standing by to transcribe your questions. Tanya, Becca, you may finish your drinks. In the meantime, post those Q&A questions and we will read them off and get some more personal insight before we wrap up our Cinco de Scrubbers, the first annual Cinco de Scrubbers event here on CYA.live.
CYA.
CYA. Okay, that's a good one. It is Teacher Appreciation Week. How about a teacher that was a profound influence on you and you would not be where you are if not for them?
Go ahead, Tanya.
I have two that I'd like to give a shout out to. One of them is Mr. Martinez. Thank you for always seeing something in me and just treating me as though I was normal, even though I was never normal. And then shout out to Mr. Pizayan, who really tested me, he made me realize that I can do anything that I put my mind to. He did not let me sweet talk him. He was very by the book. I had to do everything like how I'm supposed to, but he made me realize that I can accomplish anything that I set my mind to. So shout out to him and shout out to Mr. Martinez.
Mine is shout out to Miss Stacy Rathbun. She was my English teacher in ninth grade and she was just the best ever. I loved, I feel like she challenged me. She challenged me in academics, but also just in life. And also shout out to my mom because she was my PE teacher and watching her deal with freaking high schoolers who are rude and disrespectful gave me a newfound respect for all teachers. And I just am really thankful, especially right now. I think everyone is super thankful for their teachers. So shout out to the teachers. Y'all are heroes.
Heroes.
Excellent. This question comes up a lot, Tanya. Does Red Star's initials match what that psychic told you once upon a time?
No, not at all.
Not even close.
Not even close.
And so are we drawing any conclusions from that about the validity of psychics?
Let me tell you something. When she told me I was going to meet my husband in May of 2019, and it's not May of 2019.
Yeah, but you may have met him in November of 2019, which is pretty good.
You think?
Well, if you're throwing a dart at a board and you come within 6 months after wandering the wilderness for as long as you did.
Wandering the wilderness. Yeah, but I mean, the initials are...
Okay.
Yeah, no, not at all.
All right, fair enough. What has been the best and worst part of quarantine?
My best part is that I don't feel guilt for not doing anything that I normally feel. But the worst part has been not being able to see and hang out with my friends and travel. I just really miss it. But
we have another special guest.
The last minute appearance. Easton's in the house.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Pretty sonsy.
Yeah, I cannot with the tech issues right now.
I'm holding from the side of the road. I'm in my
He doesn't know what we've been through today.
Yeah.
We love you, Easton. But
yeah, we love you. It's gonna be a no for me.
We're all stressed. We're like, no.
Because we finally got it cooking. I feel like we finally got it rolling now.
I just miss doing things with my friends and traveling. I cannot wait to travel again.
Yeah, who knows when that's going to be possible.
I know.
Tanya, best and worst. We know your worst, I think.
The tech issues.
The constant technical stuff every single day.
Yeah, I know it sounds silly because it's there's far worse going on in the world. But when it's it's all day, every day, there's something going on. And it's just I think I'm just also easily irritable. But I'd say the best thing that's come out of this is I feel like a majority of the time I'm living with Red Star and it's kind of escalated our relationship, I think. In a good way, we're really feeling what it would be like to do life together or do like a weird life together. But you know what I mean? Like, I think I've been able to see that I don't get annoyed with him for hours on end. And we like go to sleep at the same time. We kind of like to live our lives similarly. You know what I mean? Like, we like to work out together and, you know, we eat pretty much the same. And it's been really nice just to kind of create those memories and kind of speed it up. Cause I feel like if this hadn't happened, we would still be dating just like how we were in the beginning, you know, like going to dinner here and there, seeing him once a week. And now it's just like a lot different.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Shout out to T-Cheer 17. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We love it. Oh, Tanya.
What?
Yeah, she forgets that we have headphones. Also, I just want to say thank you all for being patient and being a part of this, because we knew that there would be some things here and there that we had to work out the kinks, but y'all really stuck through it.
I mean, 1500 people and it's almost 2 hours in. That is impressive.
I know. Y'all are literally impressive. I don't know how we got the greatest listeners of all time, but we truly, I would put y'all up against anybody.
For sure.
It's so true. I literally, the fact that you guys sat through that, just even me, I was just like having so much like going on in here.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Perky Print. She gave us the tattoos and the pins, and then she gave us t-shirts. So we're just like rocking each other on our hands. I don't know how I'm going to get this off.
You better believe I'm going to make Red Star put on a tattoo of me.
Tanya, you have to choose one, Jonas Brothers or Grey's Anatomy.
No, I don't.
That's part of the questions.
She denies it.
I'll deny it.
I'm going to deny your question.
She rejects the premise of that question.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
We're going to try to bring in a scrubber here. I don't know how this is going to work, so everybody strap in.
Got him crossed.
Yeah. But in the meantime, let me give you a couple more Q&As while they're working on that. How many kids do you both want?
It's so funny because, like, I used to say 4 or 5, and now I'm like, maybe 2. I don't necessarily want, to be honest, I know that this isn't always the case, but I don't necessarily want 3 because I don't know if I want a middle child.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that stigma is overblown.
I don't know.
I've heard that too. I've heard that that's an issue. And of course, you know, TV has taught us that, but who knows if that's an actual syndrome or not.
I want 4.
4.
You better, when you're ready, they're going to be back to back to back.
Yeah, you need to kind of get on that.
Guess what, guys?
Although I do feel like once I start having kids, it'll be like quick. If like, depending on how many I want, there's not going to be any time.
Have you each addressed this with your current relationship partners?
Yes.
And everyone's in agreeance?
Yeah, I mean that we both want children.
A lot? I mean, 4 or 5 is a lot.
No, I didn't. No, 4. Mine has changed. Okay. Tanya said 4.
Well, then what's your answer? 2?
I would say 2 is probably good. And if people can prove to me that the stigma isn't real, I'm not opposed to 3.
Red Star knows I want kids. I don't think he knows I want 4, but.
Surprise! He's learning a lot if he's watching tonight.
He's definitely not watching, I can assure you. I was like, please don't watch.
A lot of the Q&As are about the first names of your partners, obviously. And, you know, that's up to you guys. Do you think, like, if you were to get engaged, would you reveal your partner at that point?
I mean, yeah, I would hope so. It's such an exciting time to want to share with people. I think the more, like as time goes by, it's going to be more comfortable. But then at the same time, like I get messages that are so curious and almost like invasive of my personal life that it makes me feel like a little, I go back and forth because sometimes I'm like, I'm comfortable, like might as well just share it. And then part of me is like, it's so nice, like that it's contained.
Yeah, but and if you were to get engaged, you got that bachelor celebrity, so like People Magazine, Us Weekly would all be all over that, and then all of a sudden it's everywhere.
It's been a long time since my bachelor days.
I still think you would make news.
I don't know.
And Tanya, you might reveal yours prior to engagement.
There
might
Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait to reveal mine.
There's just some hurdles to clear before we can do that.
Yeah. And the thing that's interesting, what's interesting to me is to see like why people think I'm like, they're like, why are you hiding him? That's so mean. Like, does he hate it? And I'm like, it's actually quite the opposite. I think it's good for now because I think it's just like, he's not in this world. And so I think it's like a lot at once. He hears me talking about him on the radio. And like, that was a weird adjustment for him to like get used to, you know what I mean? So it's like one thing at a time. I'm just kind of like, you know, and I brought him to an event before. And so it's just like slowly easing him in. But yeah, I'm really proud to be dating him. And, I'm really excited to not just share his name, but like share his photo and his image. And then,
well, speaking of sharing his name, I just caught a glimpse of a chat as it went by. Will you take his name one day? If you were to get married to this person, would you take his name?
Nah, I don't know.
Interesting.
I might
do like Tanya Rad blank.
Okay. Rad or Radi Savievich?
Radi Savievich. I know.
And by the way, yeah, I mean, I have a terrible last name too, so I'm not, you know, making fun. I'm living it. So you put that as your middle name?
Yeah, because I think I still want to. I'm still me. Like, I still want to be myself, but I do want to acknowledge the fact that I'm going to be sharing my life with somebody and like sharing. So it is important for me to get his name in there, but I don't want to lose myself either.
Let's squeeze him in.
You're not gonna lose yourself. You're Tanya Rad.
No, to be honest, I'm all about like if you're in a position, you're like, I like my last name. I'm happy with my last name. It doesn't really affect me either way. Whatever, keep your last name. I don't think you lose yourself when you give your name up. I think that's just a choice. If you're like, I want to take his name because that means something to me, or if you're like, I don't need to take his name because we're fine with, you know, me keeping my name. I think people put a little too much pressure on that either way. Like, I don't think you're losing yourself, and I don't think you're, like, being disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, because I made up my mind.
What was it?
It's going to be Tanya Radi Savievich.
Red Star.
Red Star.
We love a legal Red Star. Tanya
Red. I wonder what T... It's cute. It's a cute initial.
Good. That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Becca, would you ever change your name?
I don't know. I really like my last name.
Tilly's
like,
a strong really, name.
It's so good. It's like, I just love my last name. I love where I come from, but it would be something I'd think about. I might do like a slash, you know, but you know, I'm like very proud of my name. So
I'm envious of that. I'm envious of like, I got 11 letters. It's Eastern European. There's a Z and a K, you know, it's not too far off from Tanya's, but I like there's a family at our school. Their last name is Fortune. Wouldn't that be a great last name? If I mean, Mark Fortune, I wouldn't have had to have all those different radio names I had over the years. I could have been Mark Fortune.
My friend Allie. She's Allie Grant, and I'm like, your name just sounds so rich.
Yeah. Like, yes. Grant. Oh, here we go. Oh, look who's here.
I'm in shock.
Wait.
Hi guys. Hi. This is wild. Hi.
Her name is Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin.
Oh, my name's not Caitlin.
No, nope, not at all.
It's Emily. I'm from Iowa. Yeah. This Emily is wild. Guys, I've been here with you guys like Caitlin. All night.
Wait, did you see all the tech issues? Like, how
I've
was
seen
that?
It all. I've seen it all.
Were y'all stressed or were entertained? What was the vibe?
Well, every time you guys asked like anyone's opinion, we wanted to like help you out, but then it just crashed it more. So like, I just watch it happen. Sorry, I'm really nervous right now. This is so crazy. I'm just sitting in my one bedroom apartment alone. They asked me if I had a question. I just said, You know, my relationship's kind of getting rocky because, you know, we're on top of each other. He works mm-hmm. nights and still that's like not enough for me. So I'm like trying to like give him some space. I don't really know how to give him space when we're in a one bedroom apartment.
Do you feel like he needs a space? Or do you feel like you need the space?
I get my.
Oh wait, okay, you're back.
Oh, they're back. We both need space. we both need space, but it's like I get my alone time when he's at work, but he never gets his alone time. And so I'm like, when he's home from work or like the next morning, I'm like, all right, what are we gonna do today? Like, you know, we only got this much time till you get to work. So like, he never gets that alone time, and I don't really have anywhere I can go.
Yeah, maybe you could give him like an hour. Like, what's his name?
Jared.
Jared, cute name. Cute. Maybe you could give him like a Jared hour, and like it could be like a cute thing where you can like, I think acknowledging the fact that you're on top of him might be a good first step. Mm-hmm. So just being like, I know that you don't have time for yourself, and I know that I'm probably smothering you because there's nothing else I can do, and there's nowhere.
Yeah,
else
I mean,
so I can give you a Jared hour. And this hour you can use at any point of the day that's only for you. So all you have to say is Jared hour, and I will, and you have to find.
That's a good idea. I'll, you know, I think he'll like that.
Go on a walk.
Yeah, just like go on a walk, go on a drive. Like,
this. Yeah, I've been doing that. It's just, you know, I don't want to like waste gas for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually live in like downtown, and I live by like, there's a lot of homeless people around here.
It's
really unfortunate. I'm in Sioux City, Iowa.
Oh, wow. But Sioux City.
Just the part I end up being at is like these new apartments, and there's a lot of homeless people that hang out. So we don't like to go outside much.
But yeah, don't go if it's not safe. But but like, even honestly, like I've done this where I like drive to a neighborhood, and I like a night, like somewhere where I know it's like nice and beautiful, and I'll just go walk, and it's like different change of scenery. And I agree with Tanya. I think that's a great idea of being like, hey, I know that we're on top of each other, and I want to do what's best for both of us. So if that means you getting an hour a day, then you say, I need Jared hour, and you figure out, even if it's like you go in the room and like do something on your computer or phone, you know, there's just ways mm-hmm. to make it. I mean, everyone,
yeah.
We're in a time where
well,
it's just
I think hard. What I end up doing is like, I make every hour Jared hour. And so I kind of like just sit in my corner and like, you know, I get my alone time. So when he's here, I try to like not butt in, but it's like half the time it's like, well, I don't want to watch that because I don't know what's going on with that. So I have to like, I think it'll be good if I tell him like, this is your hour, you get all
yeah,
you
yeah.
want.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I mean, living together, part of that is like you share time, like the TV and the living room, and you know,
yeah. Well, we're like on opposite schedules. So yeah. I'm a teacher. And
oh, wow.
So we never imagined that we would spend this much time in our one bedroom apartment together. And so we were lucky enough, like, and he's a crazy extrovert. Like, he's ready to go to the bars. Like, he's ready for them to open. But I mean, I don't think they're going to anytime soon, but
I know, I feel that. I feel
happy
that.
I'll show you a picture of us.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Cute. You know what I look like?
Oh, wow.
Cute.
So
yeah.
Cute.
This is so
I feel
great.
Like I went to college with him. Did I go to college with him?
He didn't go to college.
Oh, no. Nope, that's not my guy. All right.
We got to wrap up with this thing up. Thank you, Emily, for joining us.
Yeah,
happy Teacher Appreciation
so
Week.
So
we appreciate
yeah.
you teachers.
Honestly,
we appreciate
yeah.
you.
With all the ups and downs of the whole thing, it was really fun to even watch and just see all the – I mean, Hunter Hayes was just popping in, like, listening to your guys' conversations, like – he was like, oh, yeah, Tanya, like, that's happening. Like, he's like, cheers. Like, anytime, like, he was responding to you guys the whole time and you couldn't see it. It was really funny. And the Mark and Tanya thing, when you were asking the questions, you couldn't tell what was going on, but it was so funny. I hope, like, you guys recorded this or something. But
oh, yeah,
it's
Mark.
Really cool.
I'm not going to lie. The questions that I would answer, and you actually gave me, like, the perfect amount of time to, like, to respond. It was kind of yeah. crazy.
All right. Thank so you, guys.
Funny. Thank you,
thank
Emily.
You, Emily.
Yeah, that was actually really freaking funny.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that's thank you guys for this was honestly, aside from the minor stressful issues here and there, so much fun. I had a great time.
I had to take a bath again because I had sweat in every part of my body. Like, I'm talking like crotch, armpits, face, like everywhere.
I was like, I had to get up and go pee because I was like, I gotta decompress.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Tanya's interviewing Hunter.
I know, and I felt bad because I was so like, not like I was just like, okay, I was like in like fight or flight mode. I didn't even ask him anything that I should have. Like, I didn't talk to him about The Bachelor. I didn't ask him about The Masked Singer. I was literally just like, I want your song to be my wedding song. And then we just talk about music.
Wow. Well, he was great. I hope that we get to have him, you know, in when things are normal. But I loved this. Thank you to CYA. They're saying, say happy birthday to Chloe. Happy birthday, Chloe.
We happy birthday, Chloe.
Happy birthday to my sister Caroline and our friend Tawny.
And Tawny, happy birthday. And happy birthday to Fekka. It's her birthday today, too.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Well, I am her mother, and I just assigned it to her.
Okay, wow. Okay.
We'll do this again. We'll work out the bugs. We'll try it again.
Yeah, we love you all so much, and we can't wait to see you again. I hope you're all taking care of yourselves and each other, and we will see you next week, or you'll hear from us next week.
or this will air. You know, I'm just going to let them do the...
Bye.
Bye, love you. Wait, where's my song? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Have it, done it, track it. Classy, Mizzy, what's happening? Yo, what's happening? Yo, I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Classy, in it, gnash it. Like it, done it, what's happening? Yo, what's happening? I'm a savage.
Thank you, Tony. That was
Wrong song. I have the wrong song.
I know, I told you that.